Section 2. You will hear a company announcement about a change of location. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now, listen carefully to the first part of the announcement and answer questions 11 to 15.
I want to say that we paid close attention to all your opinions from the survey before we made a decision. Overall, it was clear that securing a more spacious office was more important to people than staying in the city centre. However, I took into consideration where you all live and how far you're used to travelling. We then settled on the Folston area, 4 miles northwest of the city centre, and found 2 available offices there, one in the Regent Tower and one in the Newbridge Business Park. The Regent Tower was an attractive option, of course, because its location is so convenient. There's a metro station in the basement of the building, and a lot of our clients' offices are nearby. Unfortunately, the rent there would be incredibly high. We decided we couldn't afford it. The Newbridge Business Park, on the other hand, represents very good value. Because it's still half empty, businesses that move there are being offered big tax reductions at the moment. The main disadvantage of taking premises there is that the business park is not well served by public transport at night, as it is on a reduced schedule. I know around a third of you regularly work evening shifts, so this is a real problem. We found a solution, though. The company is going to take an office at Newbridge and, from now on, pay for taxis to get members of staff home after late shifts.
You now have some time to read questions 16 to 20. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
I hope you'll be happy with these arrangements, and in the daytime, when the train service is operating, I expect that we'll have few problems with transport. The business park is a 15-minute walk from Newbridge Station, which should be manageable for everyone. To make things a bit easier in the first days, we've had a map made. Does everyone have one? Good, let's have a look. So, as you exit Newbridge Station, walk straight ahead into Frobisher Street. The map's not drawn to scale, by the way, so don't be confused by the relative distances. Keep walking, and after a while, you'll pass a pretty little park on your right, and then a cycle path crosses Frobisher Street. The cycle path's a lovely place to take a stroll during your lunch breaks, as long as you watch out for bikes. I highly recommend it. Keep walking, then turn left at the second junction after the cycle path. That's Clavering Road. Just before the turn, you'll see a big, colourful billboard advertising a sandwich bar. If you turn right on Clavering Road, you'll find it a few blocks down towards the end of the street. It's not a bad option for a quick lunch, which is fortunate because it's the only place to get food in the area. Now, if you find yourself standing in front of the town hall, you've missed a turn altogether and gone too far. It takes a bit over 5 minutes to get to Clavering Road if you walk quickly, so keep that in mind. So, after you turn left on Clavering Road, you'll pass a petrol station on the right. Keep walking for a bit. The Newbridge Business Park is on the same side of the street as the petrol station, opposite a new housing development. That's good news for us, as the housing development's just been completed and will probably bring more life to the area soon. There's a slightly longer route as well, following the cycle path, but I'll leave you to discover that on your own. Any questions?
That is the end of Section 2. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.